I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the President's Weekly Conversation.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about how my administration is dealing with our situation on the southwest border. On my first day in office, some of you may recall, cover this area, and you cover it well, I sent Congress a comprehensive piece of legislation that would completely overhaul what has been a broken immigration system for a long time. Cracking down on illegal immigration, strengthening legal immigration, and protecting dreamers, those who have temporary protective status, and farm workers, who all are part of the fabric of our nation. But congressional Republicans have refused to consider my comprehensive plan. And they rejected my recent request for an additional $3.5 billion to secure the border and funds for 2,000 new asylum personnel, another asylum officers and personnel, and 100 new immigration judges, so people don't have to wait years to get their claims adjudicated, which they have a right to make a claim legally. And the failure to pass and fund this comprehensive plan has increased the challenges that we're seeing at our southwest border. No one knows this better than the Vice President. And to truly understand what's happening there, it's important to step back and see the bigger picture here. We should all recognize that as long as America is the land of freedom and opportunity, people are going to try to come here. And that's what many of our ancestors did. And it's no surprise that it's happening again today. We can't stop people from making the journey, but we can require them to come here, that they come here in an orderly way under U.S. law. And I know that migration is putting a real strain on the borders and on border communities. It can't do anything but that. We're going to get these communities more support. And I want to thank all the nonprofits, the faith groups, the community leaders, and other volunteers who will make sure that vulnerable immigrants have what they need to survive, whether it's food, warm clothing, shelter, medical care, right after their arrival. These religious and civic groups represent our nation's generosity, the best of our country. And they really do. They really do. And they're a powerful rebuke to the hostility and even the hate which many people face when they arrive here legally. So let me close with this. Our problems at the border didn't arise overnight and they're not going to be solved overnight. It's a difficult problem. It's clear that immigration is a political issue that extreme Republicans are always going to run on. But now they have a choice. They can keep using immigration to try to score political points, or they can help solve the problem. They can help solve the problem and come together to fix the broken system. This is a hard one to deal with, but we have to deal with it. I mean, it's who we are.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.